From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. This month, Floridians are looking closely at birds and dealing with bears. First up, Audubon's annual Christmas bird count got underway this weekend. It marked the 50th anniversary of the Miami count. But South Florida's changing landscape also means that birds are harder to come by. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich has details.
In the nearly 40 years he's been counting birds in and around Miami, attorney Dennis Ollie says he's seen a lot of change. More and more cranes across the skyline, and not the kind that flap their wings, and a lot less green space.
Bigger landscapes have been lost. You don't get big horizons. The biggest areas now are places like Woodlawn Cemetery and parts around the airport.
This is Ollie's 38th time leading the Miami count as part of Audubon's 120-year-old nationwide Christmas count. Many species that birders once spotted routinely were no-shows, and of the nearly 70 species counted Saturday, about half were exotic.
The problem is we're missing a lot of the guys that should be here.
The sheer number of birds is also on the decline. In 1975, the Miami count found 31,000 birds, compared with 10 or 12,000 today.
And again, most of those are crows, gulls, starlings. I don't mean to diminish their importance, but just sheer bird numbers are down. And that should be telling us something.
He says birders are also struggling to attract a new generation of counters.
We don't even come close to being competitive with other counts. Oakland, California has 250 counters, okay? We have less than 40.
But Ollie's hopeful that the same urban Miami that draws art and music fans might also lure fans of a different feather. The South Florida counts continue through January. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And for more information on the annual bird count, please visit WLRN.org. Meanwhile, Audubon of Florida is weighing in on a proposed measure on the use of fireworks. Right now, Florida consumers have to sign paperwork whenever they buy fireworks, saying that they're going to use those sparklers or bottle rockets for agricultural purposes. Palm Coast Republican Senator Travis Hudson's bill allows people to have fireworks on Memorial Day, Independence Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. But Audubon of Florida's Beth Alvey wants Memorial Day removed.
Additional steps, such as removing Memorial Day from the list of designated holidays, would drastically reduce the danger of wildfire during the height of the dry season. Memorial Day is a holiday not traditionally observed with the widespread use of fireworks. Therefore, the removal of Memorial Day from this bill will still achieve the bill's intent while reducing the danger of fire associated with the personal explosive.
Bill sponsor Hudson says he's willing to talk with others to see if that's a change they would make. The Senate bill is now heading to its last committee stop. An identical bill in the Florida House is also on its last of three committees. Here in South Florida, when we think of animal populations run amok, perhaps pythons and iguanas come to mind first. Florida Wildlife Commissioners have approved a new plan that includes regulated hunting as one way to manage the state's growing bear population. That's despite strong opposition among conservationists, who remain galvanized after a controversial hunt 4 years ago. Reporter Amy Green has the story.
The new plan lays out multiple ways to manage population growth as bears continue to venture into neighborhoods. The options include fertility control and a regulated hunt. The commissioners considered hours of public testimony from conservationists opposed to a hunt and hunters who support one. Samantha Gentrop, a schoolteacher, drove from Venice to Panama City to ask that regulated hunting be removed from the plan.
I'm here to remind you of the overwhelming majority of phone calls, emails, and letters sent to you opposing a hunt. When totaling the signatures on petitions, the populations of the cities and counties that have signed and passed ordinances against bear hunting, millions of your stakeholders have spoken out against bear hunting in Florida.
Regulated hunting is the most common way in North America to manage bear numbers. Central Florida is home to the state's largest population. The animal was removed from the state's threatened list in 2012. Amy Green in Orlando.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.